Every year, thousands of storm petrels summer on the remote islands to the north of Scotland. The arduous journey to see the small seabirds demands more than a birdwatcher's interest. It requires the tenacity of a twitcher, someone who travels far to find rare birds. This week on the Nature Stories podcast, producer Ari Daniel Shapiro makes that trip. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Here's Twitching for Storm Petrels, produced by Ari Daniel Shapiro.
I made the short boat ride to Moosa last summer with a tour group numbering about 25, each of us hoping to spot storm petrels. We chugged through the near darkness. You could hardly tell the difference between the black sky and the inky water. And after about 15 minutes, we landed. And we started walking along the sometimes stony, but mostly muddy path near the shoreline. The coastline was dramatic, with these massive fingers of rock that extended into the sea. The damp mist was so thick, it tickled our faces. We walked with our guide, a jovial Shetlander in his 60s named Tom Jameson. He sported a well-trimmed white goatee, and he moved with an easy familiarity across the island, wiping the fog from his eyeglasses from time to time. Jameson's been leading this tour in one form or another since 1971.
We used to do it one night in the summer. I used to get a friend of mine to help me because I had a much smaller boat then. And it just sort of started from there, you know.
These days, Jameson runs the nighttime tour twice a week, from late May to early July. He's come to rely on his wife and his two sons for help. Because it's a full season, there's no shortage of people flocking from all over the world to do the tour and to walk this very same path. All of a sudden, Jameson came to a halt. Our walk had brought us to a beach covered in these smooth oval stones.
They're here, right under our feet, just in here. They're actually just under the stones. In the nest, that's where the nest is. Don't go on the stones, though.
But this wasn't the place where Jameson said we'd find the largest number of petrels. That was up ahead, so we kept walking through the grass and sticky mud until we came to a broch. That's a fortified dwelling built 2,000 years ago by an ancient Celtic people. It looked like a stout stone tower, as wide as a school bus and as tall as one, too. Jameson had gotten ahead of me and was already standing in the entrance of the broch, so I hurried to catch up with him.
Oh, you're here again?
Yeah. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, come in.
Okay.
Yes, in you go. No, you can hear the storm petrels in the broch here. And the storm petrels actually come in through the walls, in between the stones, in the crevices. They're actually nesting just in the walls.
The broch is home for many of the storm petrels here. Their numbers on Moosa have doubled since the mid-1990s. That's good news considering how vulnerable the birds are to climate change and to predation as well. It turned out the best place to hear the petrels was a small pile of rocks just outside the broch. They sounded like little whirring pixies or tiny purring kittens.
Sort of a churry noise with a hiccup at the end.
Do you like the noise?
It's a lovely noise. Very soothing noise, I think.
Why are they making that noise?
Well, what they're doing is they're calling for their mate that's coming back from being out at sea fishing. They say they can be away as long as 3 days at a time before they come back to change over with the one that's sitting in the nest.
And the one sitting in the nest is worming the egg?
Yes, sitting on the egg to hatch it, yes. And then the other one comes back and they change over and the other one goes fishing.
Back inside the broch, I climbed up the narrow staircase along the perimeter. The top opened to the sky and suddenly the island of Moosa was all around me. Tiny dark shapes darted everywhere, circling and soaring before squeezing their way through the stones and into the black depths of the broch. The comforting purr of hundreds of storm petrels emanated quietly from inside. A couple months later, these birds would begin their epic migration southwards to the seas off South Africa. But on that summer night, they nestled together, whirring away, scanning the airwaves for their mate, and keeping the next generation warm.
That piece was produced by Ari Daniel Shapiro. To hear more pieces like it, visit the Public Radio Exchange at prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week for a brand new Nature Stories podcast.